Hi, and welcome to another episode of Turning the Page. And this particular post is called Stray Dog Church, and it's kind of fictitious. But actually, I'd love to actually be part of a stray dog church. And it's sort of, I've written it slightly differently. But I'll read it out to you, and you know, let me know what you think. We meet in my garage on a Tuesday night. That's so if you wanted to go to a normal church, you could. And some of my friends still go to the big church on the corner, but most of them call 32 Calvary Street their home base. And let me introduce you to some of them. John, well, he plays a mean guitar. He said he had learned some licks from his uncle. He didn't know many Jesus songs, but we love him belting out Stairway to Heaven. Then there's Mary. Her scones are her speciality. We have them each week with some Diet Coke, and we call it the Last Supper. Mary sometimes hears voices, and we help her by telling her the truth and reassuring her. Nick, now here is an interesting character. He had once been a high-rolling businessman, but then lost heaps of money, and he found himself on the street. He knows a thing or two. Shame and loss seem to fill his life. He's our kind of treasurer. Then there's Susie. Now this lady can talk. She could talk with the spout of a boiling kettle. Actually, she is very lonely and needs others to hear her and sense their love for her. We listen and love as best we can. JC, he is ugly. Ugly as sin. Scars and wounds all over his body, even in his hands. It's hard to even look at him, but we love him so much and he loves us. One night, he told us that he was the Son of God, but we wonder if he was hearing voices or something. He is kind and caring and often has some very wise words to share from time to time. Strangely, he is always here, every time. He goes by the name JC, and we still haven't figured out his real name. Mystical kind of man. And then there's Frances, or Fran, as she likes to be known. And she lives in a posh house on Baker Street. She's retired now and lives on the pension. She had grown tired of the big normal church, where everyone seems to pretend to be nice. Pews full of folks with masks up and socially distanced hearts. Then there's Jimmy. Some of the ladies aren't too sure around Jimmy. He has a porn addiction. We love him because, well, we all have flaws. We listen to his failures and the hunger of his heart. Terry, he was born a female but feels more male. We love Terry, and she loves us, and that's all that matters. She's on a journey like all of us. JC seems to have a special affection for her. And then there's Bill. That's me. I'm an ex-pastor for Jesus. I have a house, a garage, and a few vegetable plots in the backyard. The front deck is my favourite place in the universe. I sit there in the sun, read a book, and chat with friends, neighbours, and stray dogs as they pass by. Sometimes they come and rest a while and sit next to me, and we go deep. There are others too. It's a place where anything can happen, and usually does. It's usually love, forgiveness, grace, and hope. You know, people from the big church come with their programs and personas. They want to change us and to conform us to what they think a church should be. Some of them actually stay a while and sit. They lean into the love we share and discover some morsels of love and wisdom. JC seems to always be at the heart of all of that. We sit on old couches, beer crates, and those cheap plastic chairs the rich people throw out when they begin to look a bit tarnished. We have a donations box by the back door, and if you put in a couple of cents, that's cool. As I said, Nick takes care of the wealth. Sometimes there's enough to buy a few sausages for a barbecue, and we're actually saving up so we can go to the beach. Some of us have never seen the sea. I suppose at the heart of Stray Dog is that we want to listen and love. Sure, some of us have had plenty to say, but most of us simply want to be known. I tried big church for some time. Sit here, sing this, listen to that. Give this, vote on that, conform to a tightening square box. Didn't work for me. I simply like to listen to them. Cher a scone and a coke and to laugh at their jokes. People ask us why we call ourselves stray dog. Well, it's because we all have at times felt like stray dogs, wandering from place to place, looking for a home and a meal. We have scavenged a few morsels from here and there, but no one has truly made us feel welcome for who we are. Want to have a stray dog church? Go out into the highways and byways and look for the stray dogs in empty garages with tattered old couches. JC told us once that he likes to visit friends in the city streets, alleys and country roads. These people look like they need a square meal. They are the misfits, homeless and wretched. Then he said, talked about a guy called Luke in a chapter in Luke 14, 15 to 24. You see, this is the church, but probably not as you know it. Some quotes for you to consider. The wounds you have experienced are valid. Maybe no one has ever said that to you. So I hope you receive this now. What's happened in your life matters. Andre Colbert. Whom do we listen to and whom do we trust? Trust is essential to listening. Why do we believe the myth that poor people don't know anything and can't be trusted? Where do you really find more truth about society? At the top or the bottom? Are the best solutions conceived in the corridors of power or in the neighbourhoods? Only those willing to stand close enough to listen will ever hear those close enough to the problem, closest to the problem. Jim Wallace. People with handicaps teach me that being is more important than doing. The heart is more important than the mind, and caring together is better than caring alone. That's Andre Nguyen. And the person who loves their dream of community will destroy community, but the person who loves those around them will create community. It's Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Some questions. In your neighbourhood, who are those on the city streets, alleys and country roads? The misfits and outcasts. Do you know their name? 2. What do you need to let go of and create a stray dog community? 3. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says that the person who loves those around them will create community. What would that look like on a vulnerable level in your community? Hey, I hope you found this helpful, and perhaps you're part of a stray dog church. Perhaps you'd like to start a stray dog church. I'd love to hear from you. So send a few stray dog messages to me. You can email me at barry@turningthepage.co.nz, and I'd just love to hear from you. And share your thoughts about this post. And just a particular thanks for the people who support my stray dog lifestyle and support me on Patreon or buy me a few coffees. If you want to be part of that community, it's turningthepage.co.nz/support. Hey, until next week, thanks, and may you find some place where you can be a stray dog and find community. Thanks. Bye.